Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Censored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where there are tens of millions of people, and literally tens of millions of people, who feel diminished today by the loss of a part of our lives, certainly a major part of my life, Rush H. Limbaugh the Third. And again, I was mentioning before I had the opportunity of going to Cape Girardeau, the Rush Limbaugh hometown, and I didn't have a chance to see the Rush Limbaugh birthplace, actually, because I believe his mom was still living in it, and I met his mom, Millie. What an elegant lady she was, and she was a Southern lady. She was from Arkansas originally. And she was a very tall. She's a former model. When I met her, she was older. She was in the kind of Joe Biden territory in terms of being rich in years. And Millie was an incredibly gracious lady and was so nice to me because I had guest hosted her son's show, which she listened to perpetually. And this is something else about Rush, is that he was an elegant person. I mean, people think of him as a kind of a barroom brawler. He wasn't that at all. And it's one of those things where, again, there are many, many other things to talk about today. I do want to talk about the full letter that the president, former president of the United States, wrote about Mitch McConnell and where we go from here and what it means for the Republican Party, because I think all of that is important for our future. But there's something else that I just realized. I was sort of motivated. Do you remember, Jeremy, I'm sure you remember, Rush marketed a series of ties, no boundary ties. You remember that? Yep. And he gave me three ties, and boy, those ties still are the most expensive ties I ever got, and because they are very fine ties, they were very, very colorful. And I just realized, this is the kind of thing that my wife in the years since I received them. Yes, that's it. There's a picture of a no boundaries tie. Jeremy just put it on the screen. My wife does not. My wife never approves of anything I wear. I mean, it's because basically I do dress in solidarity with our homeless brethren, and I like wearing stuff that, like, is older than my wife. And in any event, the no boundaries ties are not approved of because they're loud. And I just realized that. I was thinking about that. People would say that a very bold pattern that has a lot of primary colors flashing at you and squiggles and turns and curlicues, That kind of pattern, that's a loud tie, remember? And so maybe it fit in with what Rush was marketing on those ties. By the way, I bet you there are people out there, and maybe there will be occasion with us gradually getting freed up from the COVID-19 pandemic parameters. There'll be occasion to wear and take out of the closet some of those cherished no-boundary collector's item ties. The other thing that occurred to me was I'm watching Joe Biden last night, and I watched the whole hour-long town hall that they did on CNN. And yes, he got a great many softball questions. The president, I think, has generally gotten good marks for his responses. We'll play some of it. But one of the things that he could do would be to make some kind of generous statement about Rush's passing. Because, yes, Rush was a strong critic of Joe Biden. He was tough on Joe Biden in campaign after campaign. He had a name for him that I'm sure that Joe, the president, does not like to hear. But it would be a truly wonderful gesture if he made out some kind of presidential statement. Doesn't need to have the order of all federal flags being flown at half staff or anything like that. But just kind of a recognition that Limbaugh's celebrity and his impact in revitalizing American interest in politics. And I think he did that. The idea that politics could be entertaining, by the way, that's something Lincoln believed in. When Lincoln and Douglas were running for Senate against each other in 1858 in Illinois, and this is a time before microphones, they would debate at high noon and business would stop. And they would be debating in little towns of 5,000 and 6,000 people, and there'd be 30,000 people there. Now, how do you make yourself heard without a microphone to 30,000 people? They would crowd together. And the amazing thing is, these two orators, Douglas, who was 5'4", had a booming voice. He had the stentorian voice. And Lincoln apparently had a high-pitched voice everyone commented about, but it was piercing. And one of the things that is amazing about that wonderful movie, Lincoln, the Steven Spielberg, Daniel Day-Lewis movie, Daniel Day-Lewis won the Academy Award for it, is we don't know exactly what Lincoln's voice sounded like. But all the descriptions show that it sounded like the way that Daniel Day-Lewis did it. The point being that people would come out, stop their work, to listen to these debates. It was politics as entertainment. They used to have, in the 19th century, when they had bigger turnout than we do as a percentage of eligible voters, they had torchlight parades and parties. And even George Washington, when he was first running for the Virginia House of Burgesses, he offered people who would cast their votes for him, after they cast their votes for him, they would come and be able to have a glass of rum on on the tab of George Washington, which I think is pretty cool and worth remembering. The idea that politics can be a form of culture, of entertainment, of more than just people droning on C-SPAN, that's an idea that Rush rekindled. And he really did. There are no previous examples. You say, well, what about the very, very hard right radio voices in the 1950s, people like Clarence Mannion and people like Billy James Hargis? What about them? Well, that's what I write about in this commentary magazine piece. Carl McIntyre was the most successful of them all. These were people who did an hour a day or less. It's different when you're talking 3 hours. And speaking of 3 hours, we're going to be speaking to Gordon Chang coming up about a plan to have the U.S. boycott the Beijing Olympics coming up because of human rights concerns. Is that the right thing to do? We'll also be talking about $23 chicken nuggets. $23 for 4 of them? We'll tell you the background there and much more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
knee injuries on my left knee. And so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet. And after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Well, this is kind of cool. And, again, It is the kind of thing that you look back at Rush Limbaugh and what people don't know about him. I suspect that there are a lot of liberals who simply... first of all, there are lots of liberals who listen to Rush Limbaugh and have posted tributes on Twitter and elsewhere about Rush, but there are many people who probably don't know this. Forbes magazine did a list about 10 years ago, actually in 2008. That's about 10 years or 13 years ago. So they did a 2008 list of the nation's top philanthropic celebrity
givers. And Rush Limbaugh was on the list. He ranked fourth on the most generous celebrities list by, at the time, donating $4.2 million, or approximately 13% of the $33 million he earned last year, to the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation, a charity that helps support the children of Marines or federal law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty. Here are some other key donations. As of April 2016, they reported that over the past 26 years, Limbaugh has raised more than $47 million for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, helping provide much-needed research and support for individuals and families affected by blood cancer diseases. My dad was able to live for over 9 years with his lymphoma. My son-in-law's father, who passed away tragically, he died, was a wonderful, wonderful man. Dr. Tom Giuliano, he passed away on July 4th, 2015. And he successfully lived a very full life with lymphoma. So progress from the Lymphoma Society and the Leukemia Society, that's all wonderful. And Limbaugh said, every year I think it's going to be the year we finally have topped out and we're not going to be able to beat the previous year, and I've never been right. I and everybody at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of America thank you from the bottom of our sizable beating hearts. In 2018, Limbaugh and his wife donated $500,000 to the Dana-Farber Cancer Clinic in Boston. And by the way, this is one of those things where the Koch brothers, you who are these evil people, according to libs and to people who criticize the Koch brothers, not only have they shown themselves to be politically independent and not going with the crowd and people who I believe stand up for real conservative values, but if you look at the charitable giving to hospitals, to medical research, to ballet, the American Ballet Theater in New York, it's the David Koch Ballet Theater because he gave the money. And again, this idea of charitable giving is very much part of the Limbaugh legacy. And in any event, I wanted to get into this headline. There's a headline in the New York Times. With a scorching letter, Trump attacks McConnell and urges replacement. And the lead article by Maggie Haberman, sort of the senior New York Times White House reporter, she says, former President Donald J. Trump yesterday made a slashing and lengthy attack on Senator Mitch McConnell, the Republican minority leader, calling him a, quote, dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack, and arguing that the party would suffer losses in the future if he remained in charge. If Republican senators are going to stay with him, they will not win again, Mr. Trump said. Okay, I have a problem with that coverage because I got the actual letter. And it's nasty and it's angry. It's not that slashing and it's not that long. It's not even 2 pages. I mean, not even. And let me read you a little bit of it because I think it deserves some response and some consideration. It's the first major statement that President Trump has made since the inauguration. He says, President Trump says the Republic, and he begins this way. The Republican Party can never again be respected or strong with political leaders, and he puts leaders in quotation marks, like Senator Mitch McConnell at its helm. McConnell's dedication to business as usual, status quo policies, together with his lack of political insight, wisdom, skill, and personality, has rapidly driven him from majority leader to minority leader, and it will only get worse. We know our America First agenda is a winner, not McConnell's Beltway First agenda or Biden's America Last. And then he starts off on a fairly typical tangent. In 2020, I received the most votes of any sitting president in history, about 75, he says almost 75 million. It's actually 74,200,000. Okay. Every incumbent House Republican won for the first time in decades, and we flipped 15 seats, almost costing Nancy Pelosi her job. Republicans won majorities in at least 59 of the 98 partisan legislative chambers. And the Democrats failed to flip a single legislative chamber from red to blue. And in Mitch's Senate, over the last two election cycles, I single-handedly saved at least 12 Senate seats, more than eight in the 2020 cycle alone. And then came the Georgia disaster, where we should have won both U.S. Senate seats, but McConnell matched the Democrats' offer of 2,000 stimulus checks with $600 stimulus checks. Okay, all of this is ridiculous. Mitch acts were led by President Trump's Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin. They were trying to get a bill done before the election. And the reason they didn't get that bill done before the election, which would have greatly helped Perdue and would have greatly helped Kelly Loeffler, was because of President Trump. Rather than signing the bill after they finally passed it to provide those $600 checks and to provide an agreement with the Democrats, he said, no, it's not enough. We need $2,000. And, of course, he didn't succeed in getting that. Now, Biden is going to get the $1,400 more to make it a total of $2,000, and he will get credit, whatever that is. But given the fact that President Trump upset that entire negotiation and continued saying non-credibly that I won the election, and continued attacking the governor of Georgia. He went down to Georgia and campaigned. He attacked Governor Brian Kemp. He attacked the Secretary of State. He attacked the Georgia legislature. If you go down to Georgia and you attack Republicans, and you're a Republican president, don't be surprised when your two Republican senators, who've been very loyal to you, both lose. We will be right back with more on the Trump letter and the McConnell future coming up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's another day of brutal cold and heavy snow across much of the United States. The National Weather Service says a new storm packing snow and ice will blast parts of the South and Midwest today before hammering the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast on Thursday. Power remains out to millions of people in Texas. Austin Democrat Mayor Steve Adler says Texas wasn't ready for this kind of extreme weather.
Well, it failed because we have a system that wasn't hardened and ready for sustained weather at 18 degrees below zero. But we need to start taking a look at extreme weather situations. It's not as unusual as it used to be.
Experts say the coronavirus pandemic is negatively impacting the mental health of American children. The CDC says mental health-related visits to the emergency room are up 24% for children ages 5 to 11. USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Michael Medved Show concerning the spat between President Trump and the minority leader of the U.S. Senate. And it's a heck of a minority. It's half the U.S. Senate. There are 50 Republican votes in the U.S. Senate, and they choose Mitch McConnell as their leader for a reason. And by the way, can we agree on one thing? The biggest, most important lasting achievement of the Trump administration, which no matter how you feel about Donald Trump, you cannot take it away from him. It's a contribution to America that will stand the test of time. People will be talking about it, thinking about it, feeling the effects of it 10, 20, 30 years from now. What am I talking about? I'm talking about three young, brilliant, appropriate, constitutionalist justices to the Supreme Court, and then some more than 200 other fine judges that President Trump appointed. Now, how did those judges get confirmed? And they got confirmed, some of them, even with a very, very narrow Republican majority in the U.S. Senate. They got confirmed because of Mitch McConnell. Merrick Garland is a good, decent person. He's the incoming attorney general. But he'd be sitting on the Supreme Court right now if it weren't for Mitch McConnell. He would. Obama had appointed him. And Mitch McConnell had the strength and the perspicacity and I think the appropriate response of saying, look, let's wait. And we'll wait until the people speak because the people should have some role in this. We're in the middle of an election campaign. Go forward with the election. And he could do that because the Republicans had the majority of the U.S. Senate. And the difference going into this election, the reason they rushed forward with Amy Coney Barrett, is they rushed forward with Amy Coney Barrett because the Republicans still controlled the U.S. Senate. Here is what Lindsey Graham, senator from South Carolina, who's been a huge supporter of President Trump and been very crucial also to getting the confirmation of Justices Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Barrett, getting that through a bulky Senate. And here's what he says about the feud between McConnell and Trump, clip 7.
Mitch McConnell was indispensable to Donald Trump's success. Mitch McConnell got the tax cut through, a massive tax cut, with a two-vote Republican majority. Mitch McConnell was much to credit for Amy Coney Barrett as any single person. Mitch McConnell working with Donald Trump did a hell of a job. They're now at each other's throat. I'm more worried about 2022 than I've ever been. I don't want to eat our own. President Trump is the most consequential Republican in the party. If Mitch McConnell doesn't understand that, he's missing a lot. But my beef is not with Mitch McConnell because he has the same policy views I do. My beef is that we need to knock this off. Kevin McCarthy is the leader of the House Republicans. He's taken a different approach to President Trump. I would advise Senator McConnell to do that. As to President Trump, in that poll, you own the Republican Party, my friend, but 55% of the people wanted you impeached and removed. You are the hope of the future of conservatism, President Trump, but we've got to make some changes to get back the White House in 2024 and have a Republican majority and the Senate and the House in 2022. I believe the Democrats are doing all they can to help us. We just need to help ourselves.
Okay, that is extraordinarily well said. And on this one, I agree with Senator Graham very firmly. What is the point of Trump sending out this statement? In other words, if your goal is to try to win as many Senate seats, as many House seats as you possibly can, how do you gain from attacking Mitch McConnell? And he said this in his letter. I want to finish it with you. He said, many Republicans in Georgia voted Democrat or just didn't vote because of their anguish at their inept governor, Brian Kemp, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, and the Republican Party for not doing its job on election integrity during the 2020 presidential race. Can I tell you, nothing will guarantee Republican failure or the idea of a permanent minority party if the president keeps harping on this idea of a stolen election. What does he expect to happen? In other words, okay, so let's say you come down and you campaign against Brian Kemp and you campaign against Brad Raffensperger. You think Republicans are going to win? It's insane. Trump says it was a complete election disaster in Georgia and certain other swing states. McConnell did nothing and will never do what needs to be done in order to secure a fair and just electoral system in the future. He doesn't have what it takes, never did and never will. My only regret is that McConnell begged for my strong support and endorsement before the great people of Kentucky in the 2020 election, and I gave it to him. He went from 1 point down to 20 points up and won. How quickly he forgets. Without my endorsement, McConnell would have lost. That is nonsense. Mitch McConnell won by 20 points. He did. And yes, President Trump also did well in Kentucky. But Mitch McConnell is a fixture in Kentucky, and he was favored to win by everybody. And even if Trump hadn't come and endorsed him and campaigned for him, McConnell would have won comfortably. Likewise, he says, McConnell has no credibility on China because of his family's substantial Chinese business holdings. He does nothing on this tremendous economic and military threat. Okay, this is also not true, but it's also an attack on McConnell's wife, who President Trump appointed as a member of his own cabinet, Elaine Chao. That's right, she's McConnell's wife. So why is he attacking her? Because she's Chinese-American? Then he writes this. Mitch is a dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack. To stay with him, they will not win again. He will never do what needs to be done or what is right for our country. What exactly needs to be done? Has he even talked about that? He will never do what needs to be done or what is right for our country. Where necessary and appropriate, I will back primary rivals who espouse making America great again and our policy of America first. We want brilliant, strong, thoughtful, and compassionate leadership. Okay, the way to get that is to make sure Republicans gain a majority back in the Senate. They win one Senate seat, while defending the other Republican seats successfully, that they win the five House seats they need to take control of the House. This would change American history for the better. And the idea that this is a time for this kind of bitter back and forth, McConnell spoke to the Wall Street Journal in response to Trump's letter. And the Journal says, with the GOP divided over the impeachment, Mr. McConnell has moved quickly to regroup, seeking unity behind a message of opposing Mr. Biden's agenda, which he casts as too far to the left. He's right. Mr. McConnell told the Journal that recruiting candidates that can win general elections is paramount, as vocally pro-Trump candidates are beginning to mount campaigns in key Senate races. Quote, I personally don't care what kind of Republican they are, what kind of lane they consider themselves in, McConnell said. What I care about is electability. That's exactly right. The Journal writes, Mr. Trump, who retains wide popularity with the GOP base, said he intends to remain a force in coming races. Okay, but to spend that money to fight among Republicans? What sense does that make? Really? When, for goodness sake, and this is something that I think people can agree on, it's something that Rush Limbaugh, may he rest in peace, understood. Republicans do proudly agree on most things. There's a sympathetic Democrat who says so. We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at michaelmedved.com. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, added discounts at the Medved History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. Go to the website, click the Medhead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40.
Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Things that you find out as you go through life is there's a difference between discomfort and pain. Pain can be just awful and life-ruining, obviously. And discomfort can also be a real problem, but one of the great things about Relief Factor is it helps with either one. Whether you are suffering from stiffness or soreness or just from overexertion or your feet hurt or your legs hurt, Relief Factor can make a real difference. I take the stuff every day. And it's a dietary supplement that's good for you. It's mostly turmeric and some fish oil. It's mixed in exactly the right medical prescription for your benefit. And spending 95 cents a day, really, that's all it is, 95 cents a day, you will find an impact within 3, 4, 5, 6 days. No, really, the chances are most people do. Check it out. Go to our website. You can read all about the background on the design and the effectiveness and the science behind Relief Factor. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner. It's right there. Big letters for Relief Factor. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. A $19.95 gives you a 3-week quick start. And for the overwhelming majority of people who get that quick start, they order more because it works. Go to Relief Factor at michaelmedved.com. Okay, this whole argument between Trump and McConnell is nutty. It's bizarre and it's self-destructive. And if somebody actually believes that the way that you achieve political success in a closely divided electorate is by pushing people out of your party, saying we don't want you in our party, it's not a good idea. There's a piece by William Galston today, and he's a moderate Democrat, I guess. I don't know if he's still a Democrat, because he's drifted over more to the conservative side of things. He was an advisor to Bill Clinton, of course, who is way to the right of where Biden and Harris are and where they're taking the country right now. But Bill Galston writes, and this is after he's talking about basically Trump's continued popularity in the Republican Party. He writes that a Quinnipiac survey released on this Monday found that only 11% of Republicans held Mr. Trump responsible for inciting the violence on Capitol Hill on January 6th. A mere 9% supported conviction in his impeachment trial. This is of Republicans. Only 16% would support even the symbolic rebuke of a censure motion. Not only do 87% of Republicans believe Mr. Trump should be allowed to hold office again, 75% want him to play a prominent role in the Republican Party. Okay, I believe the polls that show this. But playing a prominent role doesn't mean trying to drive out Republican leaders and going after your own side rather than going after Democrats. And here's a point that Galston makes. He says, no doubt there are differences within the Republican Party between Trump supporters and party regulars. According to NBC, 87% of Trump supporters have very positive views of the former president. Among party regulars, it's only 44%. Then again, a survey designed by Henry Olson of the Ethics and Public Policy Center suggests there may not be as much daylight between these groups as is commonly assumed. Both overwhelmingly believe that government does too much, that taxes and spending should be reduced, that immigration should be lower. They are united on social issues such as abortion, the Second Amendment, religious liberty, same-sex marriage, and strong policing. Surprisingly, they agree that foreign trade helps the country and that alliances help keep us safe. Overwhelming majorities of Trump supporters and party regulars alike believe that although America is the greatest country on earth, too many Americans are losing faith in the idea that made us great. Christianity, essential to American greatness, is under attack. And these Americans say they don't feel free to express their opinion in public. Okay, all of that, I think, from somebody outside the Republican Party is true. You look over at Republicans, what are the big issues that separate us? When he attacks Mitch McConnell, on what issue where Trump was trying to make progress did McConnell do anything other than try to help him? Let's go quickly to Cody in Arlington, Virginia. Cody, you're on the Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. I heard you say that to push someone out of a political party is not a winning strategy. But I think when it comes to Donald Trump, he absolutely should be pushed out of the Republican Party after what happened January 6th. I think that's unforgivable what happened. I don't think he incited an insurrection, but he certainly incited a riot, and he certainly is responsible for dereliction of duty, given everything that happened. And you cannot have.
Okay, let me ask you this. Just in practical terms, Cody, in practical terms, how would you suggest pushing him out of the party? I don't think he should ever be nominated for president or anything ever again. I agree with you on that. But how do you push someone out of the party when the overwhelming majority of people in the party seem to like him?
I'd encourage him to go start the Patriot Party and watch that party flounder and watch it fail and watch them destroy the Republican Party in that way. And, yeah, short term.
Okay, yes, but then what are you left with? You're left with the Democrats.
But long term, I think we need to think more long term than short term. Look, 2022, 2024, maybe it hurts. But, you know, by 2030, maybe people start to wake up and realize this Donald Trump thing was not the best idea.
Okay, what if, let's just say, if he does start a Patriot Party or leaves the Republican Party, how does that help Republican prospects for 2028, say? I mean, what do you think happens here? This is political apocalypse you're talking about, and heading toward one-party rule like we have in California. And by the way, you're kind of moving toward one-party rule in Virginia, too, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I can't speak. I mean, I moved to Virginia about 2 years ago, and I agree, it is kind of a mess. I mean, I'm not for one-party rule, obviously, and I don't want Democrats to rule everything. But I just, you're saying that it's bad for the party. It's moving towards one-party rule. I mean, January 6th, the kind of lies that this guy told people, that's bad for the country, for the party, for all of the above. Like, how do you...
Amen. You and I agree completely. But the fact is, this is reality. If President Trump wanted to make peace, if he stopped things... By the way, I think this letter against McConnell is an outrage. In other words, right now, with all of these key fights on Capitol Hill about $1.9 trillion in extra spending, about how to deal with the budget, with the economy, with our foreign policy, with China, with all of that, for him to go after his target number one, Mitch McConnell, does that make any sense?
It certainly doesn't make sense to me. I have a question for you, actually. I'm wondering, I've been arguing with some friends that McConnell had no way of whipping the votes to indict Trump, and that's part of the reason he backed off of everything. Would you agree with that?
To convict
McConnell,
Trump.
Yeah, to convict Trump. Thanks. I'm sorry. Do you think if McConnell had tried to whip the votes, that the votes would have been there? Because I look at Andrew Johnson, for example, with Republicans in a supermajority position, they couldn't even convict Johnson. How are they going to convict Trump?
I think that's exactly right. It's why I was against impeachment from day one, because there was no chance of succeeding. Look, I think if Mitch McConnell had ended up voting to convict Trump, and he had sent all sorts of signals that he might, I think there would have been a total of 10 or 12 Republicans who voted against President Trump, who voted to convict, but they needed 17. Otherwise, it doesn't go forward. And the entire idea is mistaken. It's one of those other ideas that divides the party. It seems to me that one of the most important things for people like Mitch McConnell, it should be important to Donald Trump and to the next generation of his followers, is to take up at least the banner that is being advanced to some extent by Lindsey Graham, and to recognize that anything that further divides the Republican Party, that wants to push out the Trumpies, that wants to push out the non-Trumpies or the anti-Trumpies, you need everybody. Because otherwise, you simply do not win again in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.